sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Hey, I know that voice. It's our next guest on Downtown. You know him from television, movies, game shows, specials, live appearances as well. He has done it all through the years, and he's become a great friend of our show over the course of the last couple of years, and we're pleased to welcome our friend John Davidson back to the show this afternoon. Well, John, how are you? How are things going for you in this interesting time we're going through?
Well, to be honest, I've been trying to, knowing that I was coming on your show, which I've done a number of times, and I always enjoy talking to you, but I'm trying to think of celebrating Christmas in the middle of this pandemic and all the pain and all the sadness around it of empty chairs at family tables. And I'll be honest with you, I've been trying to sing this, and everything is different now this year. I think we all have to dig deep and remember those great times with loved ones and know that that's going to come back. We're going to have a future. It appears now that by 6 months from now, things are going to be much better. But at this point, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm just dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. When I say white, I mean may they be COVID-free, may they be pure, may they be loving, may they be giving, may they have all that spirit of this time of year that we're used to. It's going to be more of a challenge to find that this year.
No question. But that was beautiful, John. That's wonderful. I was looking back online at one of your Christmas specials you did from back in the 70s. And is the story right that they did it out in California and they had to bring in artificial snow to make it look like Christmas time?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for remembering that, Rich. Yeah. I did three family Christmas specials with my first wife, who I'm still very close with, Jackie. We lived in Hidden Hills, California, and of course there's no snow. And I read an article in the paper. My secretary at that time, I think Nancy Barney, showed me an article of a guy who lived in California or maybe even Arizona and gave his family like 40 tons of snow for Christmas. And of course it went away. And so Dick Clark, my very first Christmas special with my family there, Dick Clark said, why don't we make that the basis to our Christmas special for this year? And so we covered our house with, not with snow and the yard and everything, but what it actually was is a special effects guy showed us how this would look like snow. It's a air paint. It's a fire repellent for when a plane has to land at an airport. They spray this on the runway so that it will prevent fire from happening. And it looks like snow. It's a foam. It's sort of a foam thing. And you can't make snowballs, although we pretended to. But you walk through it. You have to wear boots. And then we put a fake ice thing so that the Lennon sisters, my guests, could ice skate on the ice. And, yeah, so we had snow in Southern California. It was a fun idea. Yeah.
We're talking with John Davidson on Downtown. John, I don't think a week goes by that we don't have someone on the show who has worked with you somewhere along the way. And most recently, we were talking with John Biner. And he had a number of stories from Hollywood Squares, but also from a special you did highlighting, I think it was the Playmate of the Year.
Yes. I, during a period of time, mostly in the 70s and 80s, I was a host for hire, of course, and I hosted the Hollywood Squares. I guest hosted the Carson Show many times, you know, and sat in for Johnny, and I hosted That's Incredible. And so I was sort of the Tom Bergeron of the 70s. he's a good New Hampshire guy. I hosted the Miss World pageant all over the world. I hosted Miss Hollywood Press. And I don't actually remember Playmate of the Year. I can't believe I really did that. I've done several shows where John Biner was the comedian on the show. He's just such a guaranteed entertainment kind of guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. Well, but I don't actually remember Playmate of the Year, quite honestly.
Well, he remembered it so much because Groucho Marx was there, and he got a chance to meet Groucho, and that would be something anybody would remember.
Well, oh, yeah. Oh, now this is starting. Yeah, I think Groucho Marx made an appearance. I'm not sure that Groucho knew that he was actually there, but it was late in his career, of course, and... Biner knocked him out. I remember that. He's always with his impressions and his jokes and his knowledge of human nature. Yeah, yeah.
I see you're still busy doing things on Cameo.
Yeah, I love doing cameos. This is a thing, of course, you can go to Cameo on the internet and punch in John Davidson. I'm one of the least expensive ones because I love doing it. I don't do it for the money. It's about a two and a half minute thing, maybe sometimes 3 minutes if I get carried away. I usually sing a song or happy birthday or happy anniversary or there's some other weird ones that I have to edit and not do what they want me to say. But messages like that. I love doing it. It gives me a reason to get cleaned up and to look as good as I can look here. I usually do it with the hills of New Hampshire in the background. If I lived in Maine, I'd use Maine as well. I love New England, and I'm so proud to be a New Englander.
Also, the holiday season is definitely here, and if people are looking for gift ideas, I'm going to say it wouldn't be a bad idea to visit your store online at johndavidson.com. Lots of music. And I don't know that we've ever talked about this, but your card game that you created called Borderline.
Well, Rich, you're so nice to help me sell my jams and jellies to put my grandchildren through college. My Christmas album is there. I've got a great Christmas album with full orchestra done back in the 80s. Of course, the songs are as fresh as we're using the same songs today, but... I sang really well on it and great orchestrations. So it's called John Davidson, my Christmas favorites. It's there on johndavidson.com. But yeah, my wife Rhonda and I created a geography card game called Borderline USA. It's all about where the states are. It doesn't test your knowledge. It teaches you geography. There's a state card for every state. And you can try to get rid of your cards just like Uno, but you got to play something that borders the previous card played. For example, if somebody played Maine, you could play there's a Canada card, there's a Atlantic Ocean card, there is a New Hampshire card, but you can bluff. You could probably play your Massachusetts card on Maine if nobody challenges it. And for people out west, I'm sure they think that Massachusetts borders Maine, but of course it doesn't. And that's part of the fun is bluffing with Borderline. It's available on my website, and it's a good family game, especially when we're all quarantining. Yeah, Rhonda and I are really proud of it.
When you were a kid, John, or even now, is there a favorite Christmas song that you like to hear or like to sing? What's the one that does it for you?
By the way, I neglected to say that Borderline USA is the winner of the Parents' Choice Gold Seal. It won an award with the Parents' Choice people. I grew up in West Bridgewater, Mass, outside of Brockton, and in the 50s, and we moved away and moved to White Plains, New York, and everybody made fun of my accent. But I learned, we three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we travel afar. And so I still think of we three kings, they were from Orient, and bearing gifts, they traveled afar. You can't talk me out of it. I think, of course, everybody loves Silent. It's so simple, and that's one that I can do on my guitar in my show. I love city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, sharing smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear silver bells, silver bells. I love the way that song goes along. I remember Harry Belafonte recorded long time ago in Bethlehem. So the Holy Bible say, Mary's born child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark, I now hear the angels sing, new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
I
was
song.
A big Harry Belafonte fan, so I love that. There's so many of them. Even if you're not religious, which I'm not, I love the music. And of course, my dad and mom were ordained Baptist ministers. So what I remember, quite honestly, I and my three brothers at Christmas time, that was the time when the family business, which was the church, had to take precedent. So, I mean, every night of Christmas week, the week leading up to Christmas was a candlelight service and the Hallelujah Chorus would be one night for the church to sing the Hallelujah Chorus and a lighting of the Christmas tree, another thing. So there was something at the church every night, and that's when I didn't see my dad or my mom very much at all because the business was going. And as a matter of fact, my brother Lee was born on Christmas Day. My mother was in the hospital having my brother. This was in 1950, and I was 9 years old. And my dad said, look, I'm very busy at Christmas season, and your mother's in the hospital. Here's money. I think he gave us like $100. And he said, you go to the store and you just buy whatever you want. You just go up and down the aisle and you pick out. And he said, now you're going to have to wrap them yourself. You're going to have to wrap the presents. And then you're going to have to be surprised when you open them in front of your brothers. And so we agreed to all that. And I went crazy in the store. I tried to make that $100 last as much as it could. I think that's about, what would it be, like $300 nowadays. But it was my favorite Christmas because I got to decide what I wanted because my dad was too busy and my mother was in the hospital having my brother.
That's a great story. I love that.
Well, it's the truth.
Now, what about Christmas movies? I'm a sucker for Christmas movies, especially the older ones. Do you like them? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, of course, the Jimmy Stewart, that Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life, yep.
Yeah. Oh, the message in that is incredible. What would happen if we weren't around? How would life be? And to show you that you do mean something to other people. You do make a difference, and the more difference we can all make, the better. That's the message of that is great, and Jimmy Stewart was just so honest and so good in that. And it was directed by some great director, right? Who directed that? Do you know?
Frank Capra.
I think Frank Capra. I think you're right. Right. Yeah. I knew it wasn't Spielberg, right? Just kidding. But yeah, so I love the message of that. And I must say, I watch that every year. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I sort of remember the ending, but I often sort of see things that I'd, oh yeah, that's how that happened. Oh yeah, I didn't realize that happened so quickly or so wonderfully. How the whole Grinch stole Christmas thing doesn't get to me. I'd be okay if that just kind of went away. I hate to say that, even though I like who plays the Grinch?
Jim Carrey.
I like Jim Carrey so much, but I think the Wonderful Life, everybody loves that. And there is a show called White Christmas that's done a lot. In the movie, it was Bing Crosby playing the old general that they tricked this old general into coming back, and it's really a tribute to him. And it's a play now that my buddy John Shuck does every year. And it's a great part. I guess I would like to do that. Although the general doesn't sing. I still love to sing with my guitar. So I would miss singing. But White Christmas is always a good film with Rosemary Clooney.
Yes.
And, oh, my goodness, Donald O'Connor. And is it Donald O'Connor?
I think it's Donald O'Connor or Danny Kaye. I may get him confused. But yeah, it's a wonderful movie. Wonderful.
Yeah, you're right. It's Danny Kaye, who I admire so much. Oh, what a multi-talented storyteller, Danny Kaye. And I can't think of the dancer lady with Rosemary Clooney. She was her friend.
Hmm.
Who's the dancer?
Oh, man. I'm going to look it up. You know, we're recording this, so I can look it up and we can find out.
Anyway, this lady had no waist.
Vera Ellen.
Who?
Vera Ellen.
Vera Allen. Allen or Ellen? Vera Ellen. Allen. Yeah.
Vera Ellen.
Oh, Ellen. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, she, I don't know how she was able to breathe. She had this waistband around her. It was weird. She had such a small waist, but she certainly danced great. And so it was just great. Speaking of singing, I still love to sing. Rich, I'm doing a project for next year. Whenever COVID-19 goes away, I live in Sandwich, New Hampshire, and I want to have a performance club there, and I'm of course going to call it Club Sandwich.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah, I had a friend say to me, "Well, is it a deli? I mean, what do you do there?" I said, "No, it's not a deli. I'm going to show with musical notes all around it. That it's where I do my show, which is going to be called the New Hampshire Show. It's all about New Hampshire. It's a celebration of New Hampshire. I'm going to sing songs like White Mountain Fever and Live Free or Die. And I'm going to do it with video screen. So it's going to be a multimedia show. But I'm going to do it on Main Street right there in Center Sandwich. So I'll be talking to you about that next year probably. But I hope that a lot of Mainers will come over and enjoy songs about New Hampshire. You know, the greatest thing about living in New Hampshire is that you have Maine as a neighbor.
No question about that. Well, I will be there, John. I can't wait to see you back doing what you do so well, singing and telling your stories and entertaining folks. And hopefully by next summer, we'll all be back and enjoying that again. But it's so good to catch up with you, John. We always love having you on our show and appreciate you making some time for us today, and hope you have, even in these trying times, as good a Christmas as you can possibly have, and that you stay safe, and we get into this new year and begin to turn the corner on things.
Oh, thanks, Rich. And don't forget about Happy New Year. This is a time for making great New Year's resolutions. So Happy New Year, everybody.
Absolutely. John, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you in that new year.
Thanks, Rich.
We got John to do some singing. That was great. Some terrific stories as well. Our friend John Davidson here on Downtown.